and here with the business news is Brian Finn.
Rachel, thank you. The World Bank yesterday cut its forecast for growth in the global economy and warned that many countries could fall into recession, but no signs of slowdown here as yet. Davy has actually upgraded its growth outlook and says GDP is now likely to put in double-digit percentage expansion this year. Conal McCrillia is chief economist with Davy. GDP often comes in for criticism, Conal, because of the distorting effect of multinationals, but it is the standard measure. So what are you looking at for the year and what has prompted the upgrade?
Well, I suppose what we saw in the first quarter of the year was a reversal of a kind of an erratic fall at the end of last year, where GDP fell by 6%, while it was up by 10.8% in the first quarter of the year. So again, that's the multinational sector, it's pharmaceuticals, the tech sector, industrial production in particular, the way pharmaceuticals output is measured has led to this very volatile data. So I suppose, look, if GDP was flat in the final three quarters of the year, you'd still be looking at an 8% calendar year growth rate. So, look, I think there's probably further to go in terms of the rebound in the domestic economy from the COVID-19 pandemic and the Omicron restrictions that we had. So really, when people hear these very, very strong growth rates, it's the multinational sector, as it was during the pandemic, which is really driving them. If you look at the sort of indigenous-facing sectors, output in those sectors only just rose above pre-pandemic levels in the first quarter of the year. So it's been a much slower, more difficult recovery, clearly, from the pandemic for the indigenous sectors.
And we tend to look more closely at the domestic economy and this measure of modified domestic demand. On an annual basis, it's been holding up very well too, but in the first 3 months, not so, it appears, from last week's figures. So what's happening? Are we already seeing signs of consumers pulling back?
I'm not sure about that. I think if you look at the credit debit card spending data, that's sort of shown a pretty clear pickup in spending in things like hotels and restaurants, the tourism sector. Like, one of the features of the data was that, say, spending on cars is very weak in the first quarter of the year. Well, people in Ireland, we don't build cars. If you look at the sectors, the indigenous facing sectors I mentioned, output in those sectors rose by 7% in the first quarter of the year. If you take this very broad sector, the CSO, look at the distribution, transport, hotels and restaurants sector, output in that sector grew by 11%. Or 11.9% in the first quarter of the year, so clearly bouncing back as the restrictions are lifted. So I think spending might have been down in the first quarter of the year, but maybe some more on the imports rather than the kind of things that Ireland produces and those sort of indigenous facing service sectors like hotels and restaurants, hospitality, as I mentioned.
There's a wall of pandemic savings out there, but as price rises continue to bite and interest rates, of course, are on course to rise, surely we'll be looking at a pullback at some point in the domestic and consumer economies, unless we all get pay rises, which is not likely to happen.
Well, look, I think inflation is probably going to peak around 8.5% to 9% in the next couple of months. That's clearly much faster than wage growth, so people's real incomes are contracting. That's why you're hearing all of these negative headlines at the moment. And I think we will see a soft patch in consumer spending. Our own forecast for consumer spending this year is, you know, certainly weaker than, say, the central bank or the Department of Finance. So, you know, our forecast is published a little bit later, so we're kind of building in some of that bad news. So if, you know, wages aren't rising as fast as inflation, yes, there is going to be a soft patch in consumer spending. And ultimately, it's because of what's happened to commodity prices and some of the sort of supply chain issues around the world. Those are things which, you know, are bad news for Ireland one way or the other. And I think it would probably be a mistake for the government to be cutting taxes or giving out broad-based welfare supports. They should really be targeting the most vulnerable households and families. Ultimately, you can't chase prices higher. If we're paying more for oil and energy and gas, ultimately that's bad news one way or the other.
Conal McCrillia, chief economist with Davy, thank you very much.